88.5 KCSN, and we're really fortunate today. We have a band. We love having bands that are breaking on the national scene that's still very much part of the local music scene in Los Angeles, and we have one such band today in Everest joining us in the studio. Why don't you introduce yourselves so everyone will recognize your voice, and then we'll get this thing going.
Cool. Well, I'm Russ. I sing in Everest.
My name is Elijah. I play bass and sing in Everest.
I'm Joel. I play guitar.
And I'm Jason. I play guitar as well.
They're very shy.
They're also the vibe techs.
Yeah, and they're the vibe techs, so they're making sure the vibe of this interview goes right. You know, talking about that statement, just walk us through what the 3.5 years is in capsule form.
Okay, that's a great question. Really, all of us found each other and decided to form a group in 2007. With the idea that we really did want to do something new and fresh to us. And with that, you know, have a goal that was going to really, it was ultimately going to be creatively satisfying to us, because we had gone through some other situations and other bands where it ended up not being that way for us for whatever reason. And then Neil Young came into the picture really early on. And when we had finished making our first record, Elliot Roberts, his manager, heard the record and was inspired to put it out on Neil and his label Vapor Records. So,
well, that's a pretty fortuitous leap.
That dream came true. Yeah, that was the beginning of what you're talking about, with just having some real serious strides in a short amount of time.
Yeah. So, if you want to get to where we are, you know, get to know Neil Young.
Yeah.
That's one way.
Yeah, you know,
Elliot's inbox just got filled up.
Yeah, it was really kind of mind-blowing for us. I know personally, just I can speak for myself, it all happened a little too fast for me. Just saying that because I really thought we were just sort of making a record and we were going to put it out and play some shows locally, and it was going to be a positive way for us to spend some time together and grow a chemistry together and figure out if we really wanted to be a band.
Huh.
But that was sort of figured out for us. Like, the universe is a weird thing, the way things line up and happen. And we just continued to follow the leads. And that was the first big one. And it ended up being, you know, a tour with Neil. And in that, we met Wilco. And then we ended up touring with My Morning Jacket. And things just kept, really great things just kept presenting themselves to us.
Childhood home. home, far away from this. The house of nines where we belong. House of nines, call my name.
in Los Angeles. A couple of shows that are coming up. One right around the corner on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be doing Tar Fest.
Well, something that the fans can expect is us playing material from with the new record that we've been working on. We haven't played out in L.A. a whole lot in the summer. So that'll be super fun for us and hopefully for them. And I think Tarfest, the cool thing that I understand about Tarfest is that it's emerging artists in music and sculpture and painting getting connected with the community here in L.A., which is just what we were talking about, you know, people finding you, you finding an audience to expose your art, your music. So that was appealing to us.
It should be noted, too, that it's free, and there's six bands, and it's from noon to six, and it's at the La Brea Tar Pits, which, you know, I've lived in California
cool to go
my whole
anyway,
life.
Right?
I've never been there.
And it's there's a place for kids to paint. There's a place for adults to drink. There, you know what I mean? It's they've covered all of the bases. So I think there's actually some environmental sculpture. I don't know what that means, but I'm looking forward to seeing it, whatever it is.
Sandcastles.
Another show you got coming, which is near and dear to our heart, because you've been so kind as to play for our own Kevin Bronson, who does the Buzz Bands LA website and does LA Buzz Bands, the air, you know, he brings to our table at KCSN, just an extraordinary commitment to the local music scene and an extraordinary connection to that scene. And Kevin's show, the Buzz Bands LA show, is their third anniversary show on October 25th. How did you guys get connected to Kevin and let's sing his praises now from your vantage point.
Well, Kevin came to, if he wasn't at our very first show, he was there for like our second or third and has made it a point to come out and support us and blog about our shows. And, you know, I appreciate him so much in how earnest he is to seek out music, new music, local music, and expose it with kind words and really thoughtful criticisms when there are those. And I've just been really happy to be around him and to hang out with him at shows and to talk to him. So, and I know Eli has had some experiences with him as well.
Oh, yeah. I've known Kevin probably since 03 or 04 when I was playing with a guy named Richard Swift. And he was an early supporter of Swift's and was always out at shows. And, you know, he's just one of these guys that is always there, always supporting young bands, and really, and like you said, he's honest. And you know, if he doesn't like what you're doing, he'll tell you. If he does, he'll tell you. And you know, it's just really great to see someone that's sort of entrenched in the community, that has really given bands a leg up, you know, helping them with that exposure and all those other things that young bands need.
Be all right. Let go.
last thing I want to talk about in terms of a radio station doing something that was as innovative, committed, and creative as I've heard, and I'm not surprised knowing the man who programs the station as a friend, but you guys had a unique experience in Chicago with radio station WXRT. They adopted you as, quote, the house band, and you spent a month's residency in Chicago. Tell us about that, because it's just an incredible story.
It is, man. Right?
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy, but it's great.
Yeah, it is crazy. It's crazy to us, because I mean, you know, in our opinion, it was one of the, from what we'd been told, it was one of those stations that are seminal in college
hugely
radio and AAA radio and just in radio in the United States. And just getting them to play a song, let alone adopt you as the official house band, to me was like, well, that's probably not going to happen. So when it did, yeah, it was crazy. And you know, when we got there, it helped us so much to have their support and their creativity. I can't tell you how positive, I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how positive it was.
You know, we were, sorry, not.
No, go ahead.
We were skeptical about it, to be honest, before it happened. It really is kind of, at least in part, the brainchild of our manager, Christine, and she was saying, oh, you're going to spend a month in Chicago. You know, we're like, what? Playing in a, you know, someone's backyard. And
well, playing everywhere.
All over the place. You know, a bunch of different venues, on literally on the roof of a rooftop bar, if that makes sense, where our music was cut out by a passing L train. We also played at Wicker Park Fest. We played at a White Sox game. You know, it was so many disparate type venues that we played at. But at the same time, we feel like when we go back to Chicago, we're going to have this great fan base, partially because of the disparate nature of these venues and the circumstances that they had to sort of see us in. Sometimes we were doing the full-blown electric set, which is where we feel most comfortable. And sometimes we were doing acoustic stuff. And, you know, standing on a roof and being drowned out by a train with no PA.
It gave people a chance to know us, you know, our personalities and, like, who we are as people and as a band.
Plus,
you know?
When you're on tour, you know, you meet people every day. And sometimes you're really like, wow, this person's amazing. I'll see you again. Never. And here was an opportunity to actually be like, yeah, I'm actually going to be here for a month. Let's hang out. Let's go to the zoo. Let's go do something fun. Let me get to know Chicago. I mean, we really had a full-blown Chicago experience.